We're at Longacres, and I'm with Irene Boffinley, who is the local chair lady of the Camberley Committee fundraising group for Macmillan Cancer Support. Now, I've known Irene for a long time. We met under quite unusual circumstances, didn't we, Irene?
We certainly did.
Can you remember what happened?
I, some years ago, had a reaction to some mince pies I was eating, and I went into an anaphylactic shock, dialed 999, and the first person on the scene was Paul Deitch in his role as...
I was a community first responder for South East Coast Ambulance Service at the time.
And he sat with me after I'd had my injection, my adrenaline injection, and that's how we got to know each other.
Yeah.
And as I said, that must be about 6 years ago now.
Irene, did you know you had anaphylaxis at the time?
I'd had a reaction previously to some almonds, chocolate almonds. I was eating those, but nothing... I just came out in a rash. Nothing, you know,
nothing
I didn't...
Major.
Nothing major. Which is interesting, because I wasn't born with it. But I expect these things do happen.
You know now.
I know, certainly know now. And I carry my EpiPen around with me everywhere.
Right. Now, today we're at Longacres in Bagshot. Now, we're not here to talk about the first responders. We're here to talk about your fantastic charity and the amazing work that you and your volunteers do. Now, how long have you been chairman of the committee?
I've been involved with Macmillan for 13 years, and I've been chair for 12 years.
Right, and in that 12 years, your charity has raised, about £500,000 quid?
It is coming up to £500,000.
Right, and you do some incredible events. You do a lot at Pennyhill Park, at Frimley Hall Hotel, and lots of local businesses who support your charity. Longacres, no exception. Actually, Longacres support a lot of local charities. They're very, very good at that. And you guys, when you do your collections here, raise a small fortune.
I think we usually raise way over £1,000. But we had a big event last year. We had a ball. And we were sponsored by Cisco for £10,000. So we raised, with that money, we raised £26,000. And that went towards the funding of a new Macmillan post in Frimley Park Hospital, of an A&E clinical nurse specialist.
Right, and that's important to mention that although Macmillan is a national charity, the money you raise goes into local projects.
All the money that we raise stays within Surrey, and we are funding some fantastic posts. There's another one at Frimley Park, a clinical nurse specialist in the haematology unit, and we as Macmillan have adopted the chemotherapy unit there under Professor Graham Smith.
Right.
But we also fund, as I said, all the new posts. We fund the posts for 3 years, and then the trust, or the hospitals, take over the funding of them then. But what happens, we still support them in their training and development, all the posts, and at present I think we have something like 130 posts within Surrey.
Right, okay. And also, it's not just about fundraising, is it? It's about raising awareness. I mean, cancer affects so many of us. I mean, I read on the Sky News website only a couple of months ago that it's almost 50% of men are affected by cancer.
The figures that we quote are one in three.
One in three. I mean, that's an
astonishing
amount. So that means that the chances are, anyone you know will know someone who's affected by cancer, if not themselves.
Yes, yes. And this morning, I'm on an information desk here where the collectors are collecting, and a lady came up to me and said, Macmillan helped my nephew. Regrettably, he'd passed away, so we engaged in conversation. A young man of 52 with prostate cancer. So very, very sad.
Yeah.
We don't realise how lucky we are.
Yeah. And we've got some incredible cancer centres here, very close to us, Frimley Park Hospital, obviously, but also the Royal Surrey County Hospital and St Luke's there.
Yes.
The Fountain Centre. And all the incredible work that those guys do.
And we've also got a new service now called Jigsaw, which is over in the Reigate area, and that is counselling of young people who've been affected by cancer, whether or not they have had it themselves or their siblings or parents or grandparents. And I think that's a very invaluable service.
It is. I mean, if you've got cancer, it's got to be a very worrying time. So it's so obviously that's if there's some organisation there that somebody can ring or speak to get advice and support, that's got to be invaluable, really.
It is invaluable. And when you think of it, all our Macmillan professionals do an absolutely fantastic job.
Yeah, they really do. And that's not to mention your volunteers as well. I mean, how many volunteers would you say the local committee has? I mean, you've got people here today, three or four people collecting, but you've also got a small army, really, of volunteers.
We have, on our register, we must have about 40 people. And without them, I mean, last year we raised £62,000. But we wouldn't have been able to do that without the support of our fantastic committee, helpers and collectors.
And regular donators. I mean, I've been to lots of your events and you always see some sort of stalwarts supporters there.
Yes. I mean, our next event is a coffee morning at Frimley Park. Frimley Hall. A coffee morning at Frimley Hall Hotel on May the 10th.
Right.
So do come along and enjoy the morning.
How much are tickets?
Tickets are £3 and they include unlimited tea and coffee, cakes, and we'll have a lot of retail stores there. So it's always a very social event.
You do put on a good event, and you can always see, whenever I've been there, you can always see people are having a lovely time, and that's what fundraising should be about. I mean, of course, there's a serious side to what you guys are doing, you know, and cancer's not a pleasant thing after all, but fundraising is about having fun and trying to raise money at the same time.
Yes, we always say that fundraising must be fun, and I must admit, I'm sure all my team would agree with me that we do have great fun whilst raising money to help people less fortunate than ourselves.
Irene Bothamley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul.